WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. You know, I was sitting here this morning, coffee in hand, watching the world whiz by outside my window. Traffic jams, people glued to their phones, deadlines looming, and it hit me. We spend so much time thinking about yesterday or worrying about tomorrow that we miss out on actually experiencing today. Isn't it crazy how easily we can get swept up in the constant mental chatter? It's like our minds are caught in a hamster wheel, running but getting nowhere. That's why today we're diving into something powerful, something that can literally change your life, the power of now. Sounds simple, right? But trust me, it's more profound than you might think. It's about learning to be fully present in this very moment, letting go of the past and future anxieties, and embracing the beauty of what is happening right now. Here's the thing. When we're living in the past, we're stuck dwelling on regrets or missed opportunities. We're constantly replaying scenarios in our heads, wishing things had gone differently. And when we're worrying about the future, we create unnecessary stress and anxiety. It's like walking through life with a backpack full of heavy stones. We're carrying all this baggage that weighs us down. So, how do we break free from these mental chains? How do we harness the power of now? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Mindfulness meditation. It's not just for monks anymore. Taking even a few minutes each day to focus on your breath and observe your thoughts without judgment can be transformative. Think of it like training your brain to stay in the present moment. Ever feel like your mind is racing? Meditation helps you hit the pause button, calm that inner chatter, and come back to center. 2. Engage your senses. Take a moment to truly experience the world around you. The warmth of the sun on your skin, the smell of freshly brewed coffee, the sound of birds chirping. When we actively engage our senses, we bring ourselves into the present moment. It's like hitting the refresh button on our mental state. 3. Practice gratitude. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A warm bed, a supportive friend, a delicious meal. These are all things worth celebrating. When we cultivate gratitude, we shift our focus from what's lacking to what we already have. 4. Be fully present in conversations. Put down the phone, make eye contact, and truly listen to the other person. When we give someone our undivided attention, we create a deeper connection and make them feel valued. 5. Embrace imperfection. Let go of the need to control everything and accept that life is messy and unpredictable. Sometimes things won't go according to plan, and that's okay. The key is to roll with the punches, adapt, and learn from the experience. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about showing up authentically in each moment. You know, I remember this one time when I was feeling totally overwhelmed. Deadlines were piling up, personal stuff was going crazy, you name it. I was so caught up in my worries that I forgot to appreciate the little things. A good cup of tea, the laughter of my friends, a walk in the park. That's when I realized I needed to hit the reset button. So, I took a deep breath, practiced some mindfulness meditation, and started focusing on what was happening right now. And you know what? It made a huge difference. I felt calmer, more centered, and able to handle everything with more grace. The power of now isn't about ignoring the past or future. It's about finding peace and joy in the present moment. It's about savoring the experience of life, one breath at a time. So, my friends, I challenge you. Take a few moments today to truly be present. Notice your surroundings, appreciate the little things, and let go of the mental chatter that's holding you back. You might be surprised by how much this simple practice can transform your life. Remember, you've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of now power. Until next time, keep it real and stay present.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.